Mike Popovic. He is with 105.7 in Baltimore, in Maryland. Also does the pre- and post-game on the Maryland Football Network. He is standing by live here on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Let's get the latest on the Durkin situation. Mike, thanks for coming aboard.
Bill, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me tonight.
All right. Give us the backstory on when this story involving culture, workouts, alleged player mistreatment, when did it start percolating? When did it hit the fan, and how do you think it will play out?
Well, the story, as you know, came out last night, but I mean, prior to that, when you had the death of the offensive lineman, Jordan McNair, that took place in early June after a workout that took place in late May, that really set the scene. And you had a very big lawyer in Baltimore City representing the family, and that really kind of set things up because you've got that situation that's been out there for a couple of months. And there's not a lawsuit yet because there's an investigation and a report due out, I believe, September the 15th. The report that you're talking about came out last night from ESPN. You had a couple of different reporters reporting on that, as you know. So this is on top of what has already been going on, something that's been out there for a couple of months. And I think that now that that McNair story is out there, you're getting players now that feel maybe a little bit more emboldened to talk because of what happened to McNair and sadly lost his life. And this is just adding to it. So there's a lot going on. And you talk about whether, you know, he could survive this. There was already something very big that he may not have survived once the report came out next month. I think this may have just shut the door on him.
And anytime you hear paid administrative leave, and by the way, Mike Popovic is the pre- and post-game host on the Maryland Terps football radio network, also affiliated and does a weekend show with our affiliate 105.7 in Baltimore, joining us here on the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio. Paid administrative leave this close to the start of the season after they've had a couple of months to look at this. It doesn't look good for Durkin, but as I said, Michael, in my opening huge opinion, you have to wait until the facts come out to condemn Durkin.
I would agree with that. And again, we have to wait to see with the McNair investigation, that report next month. As it pertains to this, Bill, you're right. And I was on earlier today and I said that I think we have to take a look at every allegation, you know, allegation by allegation with this because of the fact that, you know, in some cases, what some people might think is excessive, other people might think he's just showing tough love. I mean, clearly what has been put out there, there are some situations where causing a kid to eat so much that he throws up, that's unacceptable. That cannot be had. But in another situation where you've got a player goofing off in a team meeting and he's pulled aside and said, maybe you should transfer, you know, that's setting a tone and saying, hey, look, we're not going to allow you to sit there and goof off in the back of the team meeting room. So, I mean, and there's a lot of other, you know, stories thrown out there in between. So I think we have to take a look at that incident by incident. So I would agree with you concerning that. But again, this on top of the McNair investigation, you know, certainly does not look very good. And I don't envy coaches today to have to walk a fine line between turning a culture around and also doing some things that some people may not be able to stomach. But clearly there are some things that are over the line that are in this report. And if true, certainly have to be acted upon.
Mike Popovic, he is the pre- and post-game host on the Maryland Terps Football Radio Network, also part of 105.7 in Baltimore, joining us here on the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio. You've traveled with the team doing pre-post game. Now, you've been there game day. You've been around practices. Have you ever sensed that things were near the line or crossing the line when it came to how DJ Durkin and his staff handled Terrapin football players?
Well, and Bill, just to let you know, I do not travel on the away games. I am there, though, at the home games. I do attend some practices and spring practice, a spring game, et cetera. I never got the sense that this was something that was going on. But you have to take a look, though, that, you know, a lot of this at times, there's a lot that's closed off to the media that we don't always get to see, and there's somewhat limited access. So I'm not sure that even as we cover the team as best we can, reporters, et cetera, I'm not sure that they necessarily were picking up on this. Now, I have to tell you, being in the media room and talking to people, other people that cover the team, this is not necessarily something that has come up. And again, I think that probably a lot of this was kept quiet and the players may have been, you know, afraid to say something until after what happened with Jordan McNair. Again, now they feel a little bit more emboldened, but I couldn't have told you a couple weeks before this come out that this is something that I've heard. Can I say I'm surprised by it? No, I can't say that, because as we know, things like this happen all across in many programs, and you know, a lot of it sadly has to do with whether a team is winning or losing as to whether or not you really hear about it.
And a lot of this has to do with off-season workouts, where they're getting up at 5 in the morning and the strength and conditioning coach is really the head coach. The coaches aren't there. The strength and conditioning leader, his assistants are there, and it's like this boot camp mentality to get the team in the shape. Coaches can send messages on players they want pushed, and like you said, a guy who may, you know, his grades, or the way he's acting, his attitude, whatever. And it's not happening when the coaches are around. And sometimes I think the coaches are like, well, that's the strength and conditioning coach doing it. I didn't know he's doing that. So it's an easy way to push the envelope without having it come down on you.
Bill, I think you make a good point. I mean, you've got a guy here. And look, a lot of strength and conditioning coaches, what people have to understand is during the recruiting season, when coaches are out all across the country, in some cases thousands of miles away,
right,
recruiting players, the strength and conditioning coach is the guy that's in charge of the team on campus. So they're the de facto head coach at that point. But to your point, yes, a lot of times strength and conditioning coaches are kind of the enforcer. And you're right, in some ways, they're kind of the buffer between the head coach and the player,
right,
so that it kind of removes that person there and it makes that guy the bad guy. But with the death of Jordan McNair, though, at that off-season workout or summer season workout, all the coaches were there the day it happened, which makes it even more damning. But you're right, there's a lot of time in the offseason, though, where the strength and conditioning coach is the guy kind of in charge on campus.
And something you said earlier, and Mike Popovic from the Maryland Football Network, post-game host, and also part of 105.7, our CBS Sports Radio affiliate and station in Baltimore, that when you talked about what is that line, what is too much on a player, what is too much from a coach verbally? I mean, physically, coaches can't do anything now. They'll be tossed. But what is that line on pushing an athlete, whether it's high school, college, or even pros? That's an interesting dilemma in this new everything is there for all to see world that we live in.
Bill, you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, certainly some football programs are different than others. I think today, though, as we know, putting your hands on a player, I think that you take a real chance these days, because it's not 1950 or 60, or for that matter, it's not even 1990 anymore. Now, you know, when I played high school ball and coached in the 90s, you know, some of that was still fairly, you know, acceptable, and kids didn't really say a whole lot. But a lot has changed, as we know, just in the last couple of years, but certainly even in the last 10 years or so. But, you know, I know a lot of guys that will say, man, when I played, I didn't like my high school or college coach, and they did this, that, or the other. But then they look back and say, boy, I'm glad that they did. I'm a better person because of it. But, you know, it's tough. And I think in some cases it's subjective. Some cases it's very obvious. But in other cases it's subjective as to, you know, what person thinks what about a situation. And those of us that follow athletics or athletic fans, we may be more okay with a certain something where somebody from the outside looking in isn't so comfortable with that and thinks that that's wrong. But yeah, it obviously depends on what we're talking about, et cetera. But obviously any physical, you know, physical situation that you're into, well, you're taking a chance. You're taking a real chance in today's day and age. But then again, we've got a report here that you're forcing kids to, you know, to overeat, to gain weight, and to the excess that they're throwing up. You've got shaming kids into eating candy bars while watching their fellow teammates work out because they haven't lost enough weight. So you're kind of turning the tables on them. I mean, if that is true, that's pretty bad, and I think that is over the line.
Mike Popovic, he is on the Maryland Football Network, pre- and post-game host, also part of 105.7 in Baltimore, joining us here on the Saturday Night Huge Show. I agree with you that until the facts come out, we can't fire DJ Durkin, but paid administrative leave this close to the season after they've had a couple of months to look at everything, I think it will be tough for him to overcome this. Even if he's innocent, it will be tough to get past this for Maryland football with DJ Durkin as her coach. It will.
Well, I, yeah, no, and I would agree with that. And this was supposed to be a really crucial year, Bill. In the last year, the team was Went through five different quarterbacks, had a lot of injuries there. The defense was pretty bad, and he's a defensive guy, but he's had a couple of good recruiting classes. The schedule is a little bit easier this year, but again, being in that Big Ten East division is tough no matter what, as you know, and even better actually this year than previous years. But this was supposed to be a really key year for him. Next year's recruits, we've already had one offensive lineman from the state of North Carolina decommit. I'm sure more potentially on the way. It makes it really difficult. And again, I know I bring up Jordan McNair time and time again, but this is a pretty huge thing that's out there. And I just think with this on top of that, I just don't know that even if he were to be reinstalled this year, I'm not sure. It's going to be a big question as to now how is the team going to do. And I'm sure that there's a lot of pressure on the coaches that they're maybe already looking ahead to having to find employment for next year. You've got Matt Canada now, who was brought in from LSU to be the offensive coordinator and change things around on the offensive side of the football. Now he's been tasked with being a head coach, which is a CEO position, which means he can't concentrate on the offense as much. And so what's that going to do to a critical area? It's there's a lot up in the air. They kick off the season September 1st against Texas, who's going to be out for blood. That game's going to be at the FedEx Field at the Redskins Stadium. You know, it's going to be tough. It's really going to be tough, Bill. And you also have an AD now in Damon Evans. He was the associate AD during the time that all this has been going on, and he was in charge of football operations, and he was a big part of getting DJ Durkin hired. So while an internal investigation is great, I pushed on my show today. I said there should be an outside investigation because, you know, Damon Evans, for better or worse, was kind of right. a part of this situation. And I think that, you know, we've got to take a look at the facts with him as well. And I think somebody from the outside should be looking at this, not just the AD and his staff.
Mike Popovic, he is with the Maryland Football Network pre-post game, also 105.7. Our great affiliate in Baltimore. Thanks for the info, my man. We'll talk soon.
Bill, thanks so much. I appreciate it.